The hearings of the SA Human Rights Commission into the July unrest has been going on. It's continuing again today. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, is watching that one for us. Spu Sekode Abahlahli is currently testifying there. Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. Take us through today's testimony.
Yeah, well, Mandy, the proceedings today saw Spu Sekode taking to the stand, and of course, you would know Spu Sekode is the president of Abahlali Basemjondolo, the shack dwellers, representing communities in five different provinces. So his testimony here today was to paint a clear picture as a leader that's representing underprivileged and poverty-stricken communities, of course, looking into the allegations that the looting was also pushed forward by poverty-stricken community members, by poverty-stricken people coming out to the stores looting. So he was here to give his own perspective in that regard, Mandy. And of course, we had him saying that although there might be a gist of truth in that, but he points to political issues, Mandy, saying that the unrest may have been orchestrated at a higher political level, also saying that he did on several attempts try to get a hold of the provincial leadership, but he says his calls and messages to say, look, this is what I think will happen as a leader. We need your intervention as government. He says those were futile, Mandy.
What else are we expecting this week? Who else do we expect to testify?
We do know that Professor Paulus Mzomuhle is a sociologist and political science from professor from the University of KwaZulu-Natal has just taken his oath as we speak. In fact, he is on the stand, of course, to also give his own testimony in this regard. We do know that his colleague, Professor Tsepo Madlingo, the Center for Applied Legal Studies, will also be giving their testimony here at the commission. And we do know that three authors and journalists will also give their own perspective as to what they came across during the July unrest, what they saw, what really happened, and what they make out of the situation, as Spu just did.
Very interesting. We'll keep an eye on that throughout the week. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, having a look at those Human Rights Commission hearings into the July unrest.